We're being encouraged to check in with our mates. This Are You OK Day events will be taking place in workplaces and schools across the coast today in a bid to spark conversations. While a reminder, Lifeline can be contacted on 13 11 14. A new medication being tested at the University of the Sunshine Coast could change the way many migraine sufferers are treated. The clinical trials team are partnering with Biohaven, a pharmaceutical company based in the United States, to conduct two clinical trials for a new tablet which they're hoping will treat and prevent migraine attacks. Dr. Robert Scott, who will lead the trial at Sippy Downs, says each one of the trials will test the tablet in different scenarios, including for treatment of acute migraine and prevention. The disorder affects millions of Australians and can last up to 72 hours. A major insurer has released a list of the state's worst roads, according to its latest Crash Index report. Not surprisingly, the Bruce Highway has been named the state's most dangerous stretch by AAMI Insurance. It follows the analysis of more than 350,000 motor vehicle insurance claims across Australia between July last year and June this year. The Bruce Highway topped the list as the worst crash spot in several regional areas too, including the Sunshine Coast. Also here, the Sunshine Motorway ranked one of the state's worst roads due to nose-to-tail crashes, especially during the morning peak hour commute. Also making news, residents who live in the federal electorate of Fisher are being asked to nominate someone for the 6th annual Fisher Community Awards.
I'm calling on mums and dads, teachers and bosses, employees and colleagues and everyone in between to nominate a great Sunshine Coast local or a local community-based organisation. Every story of service, sacrifice and success is worth celebrating, and I know that the Sunshine Coast is full of stories just like that.
Member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace there. And police and the Noosa Council would both like to track down the persons responsible for stealing an expensive new fence from a popular kids' playground. The 27 powder-coated fence panels worth more than $20,000 were stolen from the Hinterland Adventure Playground at Karoi on Sunday night in what is being described as a well-orchestrated operation. If you have info, contact Crime Stoppers.